Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Since the early noughties, Ireland has taken a very hands-on approach to tackling smoking. We were the first people to bring in the smoking ban in 2004. And now in 2018, plain packaged cigarettes are hitting the shelves of the shops and the supermarkets. But in New York, Councillor Peter Coo has introduced a bill which, if passed, will see those who smoke while walking around the streets — this isn't indoors, this isn't in bars or restaurants, this isn't now walking around the streets — will now be fined. It'll become illegal to walk around the streets of New York and to smoke, and the fine will be $50. And we're asking, is this something we should consider here? Do we do enough to protect the general public from secondhand smoke? Do you hate secondhand smoke when you're walking up the road behind somebody who's puffing away? Or do you think this has gone crazy now? This is actually the nanny state. To discuss all of this, I'm joined now by John Mallon, who is the spokesperson with Forest Éireann, who is the smokers' advocacy group. John, thanks very much for talking to me.
Well, a smoker's defender, more like it, Ciara. But thank you for the invitation to come on the show. It struck me in your introduction there that maybe we should entitle this segment, "Are We Too Hard on Smokers?"
well, we can do that too. Are We Too Hard on Smokers? Let me know what you think, 53106. You've heard about the legislation in New York. It's going to not criminalise in a major way, but it's certainly going to fine and penalise smokers who walk up and down Fifth Avenue having a cigarette. What do you make of it?
Well, it isn't passed yet. At the moment, it's a proposal. I don't think that there's any health rationale for us. We have been told for years in this country, and it's still the case, that smoking outdoors doesn't harm anybody but perhaps the smoker themselves, and they're only doing what they want to do. There isn't, technically speaking, there's carcinogens in cigarette smoke, but in the open air, it evaporates and it's too white to have any effect. The effect is negligible and indeed unmeasurable. Whereas, for example, diesel fumes outdoors are very measurable and very carcinogenic, and they're coming down hard on diesel now, and they're going to phase out diesel cars completely. But it was actually a friend of mine said to me, in the case of walking outside New York, that rather than have the smoker stop to have a cigarette, perhaps they should have the diesel car stop and not move around. And that would make more sense.
Was the person who said that a smoker, by the way?
He was, yeah. He was. But in actual fact, again, it's one of these silly laws. How do you police something like that? If you've been to New York, you'll know that the sidewalks over there, their footpaths, are absolutely teeming with people. And some, you'd find a few will be smoking, most aren't. They're all rushing hither and yon. And I don't know what the police are supposed to do. Is the city fairly famous for its shootings and its muggings and its raids and so on? Are they supposed to be out around the street looking for smokers? It's a kind of a nonsensical thing.
Yeah.
And it's gesture politics rather than anything important.
I would have thought the most nonsensical part about this law actually being brought in is that you're allowed to stop and stand and smoke a cigarette on the street, because then your smoke is sort of just confined to that little spot on the pavement where you are. But if you walk and are spreading it around the place, that's the problem. I suppose I understand why this is being suggested, and the reason, John, I would see it being suggested is that most people who don't smoke hate the smell of it. They hate the inhaling it, they hate the smell of it, and even if it isn't enough to harm their health, that small little hit that they might get off somebody walking by, it's noxious to them and they find it really unpleasant to be around. It's not the same as other forms of somebody taking a pill or somebody taking a drink or the other forms of ways, in a way, that people take drugs. Because, if you're taking a drink, I'm not affected in any way by you taking a drink. But if I'm near you and you're smoking a cigarette, I'm inconvenienced at best and highly disgusted at worst by it, irrespective of the health things. Is that reasonable, do you think, that as a reason to do it? Because, like, people who are engaged, who are near the smokers, have to tolerate the byproduct, which is for most of us who are non-smokers pretty unpleasant.
Well, you see, that's kind of subjective. You're telling me about something you don't like, something that doesn't bother you, and something that does. I think it would be very dangerous to set a precedent in law that you can have something banned because you don't like it. That would be, where would that leave racism? You know, there are people that dislike other people because of the colour of their skin, which is, I mean, it's a subjective thing.
But few of us smoke now, and so many of us dislike it. And you know, I'll tell you a little anecdote. I was sitting outside a coffee shop recently. It was last summer, and I was outside the coffee shop. And I was actually having a cup of coffee and I was on my laptop. It was a nice sunny day. And a woman sat down at my table, which made me uncomfortable, to be honest, anyway, because there was other free tables. So I didn't know why she sat with me, but she did. And she lit up a cigarette and she was about a foot and a half from me and she started smoking. And all the smoke was blown straight into my face from about a foot and a half away. And I said it to her. I said, sorry, I really don't like you smoking at my table. Would you mind not sitting here if you're going to smoke? And she went bananas. She totally went bananas. And maybe you think she was justified. She said, I'm outside. This is the smoking area and blah, blah, blah. A lot of people think smokers think outside is the smoking area. But for the rest of us who also like being outside but don't like inhaling your smoke, we wish you wouldn't.
Well, you see here, you're showing a complete intolerance and a lack of sympathy for the poor smoker. That there, you could go inside or you can go outside. The smoker only is allowed outside with their cigarette. That's the only place for them.
But she could smoke or not smoke.
Yeah, but while she feels like a cigarette. That's what she enjoys. That's her thing. She doesn't perhaps do other things that other people engage in that they enjoy. But in reality, she has no other choice. And she has no other choice in the wintertime if she wants a cigarette. She also has to go out there. If it's cold, if it's rainy, she must be out there at the same time. While you're quite happy indoors. Now, you know, we are supposed to be a tolerant Western society. We're not all the same. We don't all think the same. We don't all behave the same. And you have to cater for the behaviours of others. I was against the smoking ban from day one. I probably still am. I think it couldn't be possible back then with a bit of imagination to cater for both parties, and this wouldn't have been an issue. We were told that, I remember Micheál Martin famously at the introduction of the smoking ban indoors telling us that was as far as they would be going, that all smokers had to do, they'd be slightly inconvenienced, just go outside, you're perfectly safe out there, not bothering anybody and all that kind of stuff. And as soon as they got that ban, then the next thing is they're looking for other ways to inconvenience. And I persecute smokers, if you like.
Isn't it the case that most people view smoking as awful, as in it's harmful? Half of everyone, like you and your mate, the two smokers that you were having the chat about this with, you know, one of you statistically will die from cigarette smoking. That's the first thing. But also you'll have paid handsomely through the nose, big tobacco, in order to do so. Like, nobody would want to encourage smoking. The more we discourage it, the more we protect people from what is just a filthy habit that harms them for no reason and is just an addiction that's nasty. Surely there's no upside to being a smoker.
Well, except that it's enjoyable. If you enjoy smoking, it's an extremely enjoyable thing to do. It's very pleasant. If you don't, that's fine. Smokers, yes, they're paying a high price, 80% of which is going to the government, not the tobacco companies. And the government is making an appalling amount of money, $1.3 billion a year just from smokers alone. So in that sense, we're pulling our weight, if you like, more than. But, you know, you talked about encouragement. I have no difficulty with encouragement and I have no difficulty with education. But bringing in a law with the kind of sanctions and fines and so on involved, that isn't encouragement, that's force.
Okay. Can I just tell you, John, Jamie in Lucan has texted in. He said, every day my wife and the other people who use the bus stop where she stands in Lucan have to move away and stand away from the bus stop due to the one man who sits at the bus stop and smokes. Every evening she still smells of the smoke from that one man's cigarettes. So that's people who are outside and there's one smoker at the bus stop and everybody else stands away from the bus stop in the rain, not under the cover, because people abhor the smell of smoking. It's a habit. It's like, let's put it as something else. If somebody else smelt of something horrible that we don't like in society, if somebody had really bad body odour or somebody smelt of faeces or something, people around them would move away. That's how smoking is sort of viewed now. Like nobody has ever smoked in my house. I wouldn't allow it. And yet when I grew up, when I was a kid, both my parents smoked. When their friends came over, people smoked. People smoked on the telly. My father-in-law, who used to be the head of the Irish Dental Association, wrote to RTE at one stage to say he didn't approve of the Minister for Health, who was Charlie Haughey, having a cigarette on Today Tonight. Like, it used to be very normal, but we have moved as a society into kind of going, here, we don't like it.
No, we haven't evolved as a society. We've been conditioned. as a society. It was picked on, it was driven home, the message was driven home constantly, to the point that there are a lot of people today who are quite phobic about it. But there are a million smokers still in this country who enjoy their cigarettes. My argument has always been, yes, non-smokers have rights, but smokers have rights too. They're not doing anything illegal. They're not setting out to bother or annoy you. And we're the ones that are put outdoors. And I've heard people complain again in the summertime. I like to sit in the garden of the pub in the summertime, in the beer garden, but I can't because the smoker's out there. Well, go and sit there in the wintertime unless the smoker's indoors. We'll call it quits. You know, it's very unfair. And like I said, with a bit of imagination and a bit of tolerance and common sense, there needn't have been a problem with any of this. Both parties could have been catered for, as they are in Germany, as they are in Holland, as they are across most European countries, with the facilities. If you like, near the Twain Shall Meet. And again, this one, you know, the idea that a policeman is going to stop somebody in the street, what constitutes walking? If you stand outside.
Yeah, I think that's
going
to be very difficult to actually enforce.
If you stand outside a doorway and you stamp your feet because it's cold, it looks like you're walking.
Let me just tell you what people are getting involved on the text line. John says, Doc, it's all tosh. If the government wants to stop smoking, then sell cigarettes in pharmacies by prescriptions with no taxes. Smokers will either give up or die. No new smokers will emerge. But who will pay all the taxes that the government love? Someone else says, yes, ban smoking out and about. Ban all smoking. And somebody else says, I gave up smoking 20 years ago, Ciara, but I still love the whiff of a passing cigarette. So lots of people are saying things. One of our listeners, Sonia, is on the line and has been listening to the conversation about smoking and smoking outdoors. Sonia, what do you make of it? We obviously have a smoking ban indoors here. New York are thinking about bringing it in outdoors. What do you think of it all?
Yeah, I'd be really supportive of that, to be honest. You know, I was in the zoo at the weekend, and I love the Dublin Zoo, but the one thing that just killed me is instead of walking around with the kids and we're inhaling secondhand smoke and you're kind of waving the kids away from people smoking, you know, afraid they'll be burnt, that kind of thing. I think a smoking ban on outdoor smoke would be brilliant. Smoke's been on the decline since the introduction of the smoking ban.
It has.
I think we all agree it's expensive, it's unhealthy, and it's kind of disgusting. I don't think we need to criminalise it, but I'd love to marginalise it. I think that if people give up smoking, you know, everybody wins apart from the tax man. But, you know, I think that's kind of the way forward, that if people just kind of think to themselves,
I think we have to remember that that's because of the ill health of smokers. Smokers cost the health service a disproportionate amount of money too. So although they do, here's the horrible fact for all you smokers out there, because you die so much younger, it isn't as disproportionate as you might imagine, because your lives are shortened by such a considerable amount. You don't live long.
Yeah.
So that's pretty bad.
And it's a terrible addiction. And that's the worst part.
Sonia, do you really object to it around your kids? Is that the nub of the thing?
Yeah, I mean, I just turned my kids and myself, and don't get me wrong, I'm one of the worst types of people, because I used to smoke and then I gave up smoking when it became less comfortable and less, I suppose, socially acceptable to smoke. And then, you know, it's just, I grew up in a time where it was very cool, and I just don't think it's cool anymore. And I'm glad that the kids are growing up in a society where it's not deemed as cool, and they kind of, you know, they make a face when they see someone smoking, kind of go, God, that's kind of an odd thing to see. I'd love to see it move towards more anti-smoking, as you know, more places where smokers can go and smoke comfortably if that's what they want to do, but just not somewhere that, you know, I'm inhaling it or kids are.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Sonia. I'm going to come back to you, John. I have kids who I've always brought up to think smoking is bad for them and stuff like that. And I have kids who, when they were small, did things like when they were walking by smokers, go, oh my God, Mum, can you see that man is smoking? That's disgusting and stuff, which was actually quite mortifying. But do you accept people's point that they don't want you or anybody else smoking around their kids, even outdoors? Because not just of the inhaled smoke, but because it's like seeing you do something that's normalising it that they don't want their kids to do when the kids are older.
Well, Ciara, I had children as well. I smoked and enjoyed beer all my life. And wine from time to time as well. I was told I was giving my children bad examples. One of them now is 25 and the other is 33, and neither of them smoke or drink. At home, when they turned 18, I suggested that they have a drink with us at the table rather than be doing it behind their backs outside. So, if you like, it was a short experiment, really, because they tried it, and then they were able to. It wasn't exciting, or it wasn't dangerous, or it wasn't illicit or anything. I had no difficulty with them doing that. Having tried it then, they were able to rationally have a look at it and decide whether they liked it or not, and neither of them liked the taste, which I found very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... Where children are concerned, you know, in terms of parenting, every parent you have to believe is trying to do the best for their children and doesn't want to harm them.
But we do know, John, we do know statistically that if you're the child of a smoker, you're more likely to be a smoker, that we know that. Like, that's just a fact. The fact that your kids haven't, and I'm glad for them, but that's an anecdote. We know statistically they are more likely to. So there is that element of normalising or encouraging it in that sense.
Well, no, it doesn't encourage it. I think I go back to what I said earlier. I am firmly in favour of education, of educating children, the dangers of everything, of the dangers of alcohol, the danger of drugs, the danger of smoking. I'm firmly of the opinion that that's the way forward. I have always heard from the anti-smoking lobby that smokers come from the lower earning, from the working class, in the main, and that will, to my mind, if the children are of smokers in that area are smoking themselves, a lot of it has to do with education and nothing else. So I'd be in favour of that. We're talking at the moment. There's been debates all morning about children having these smartphones in school and regulating for that. These things, the thing to do is educate them. Regulating for it, introducing laws that can never be enforced, is just nonsense. They introduced a law 2 years ago that any parent caught smoking a cigarette with their child in their car would be fined. Nobody has ever been caught for that.
No. Now, would you not hope, John, though, that bringing in the law might make the parents who smoke in the cars think and maybe not smoke in the car with the kids? Because the secondhand smoke is confined in that small space and is so bad for them.
You mean bring in a threat of force, is it?
Yeah, because that's a deterrent.
That's effectively what it is. It isn't a deterrent, it's force. But
you just said it's never been enforced, so it's not really force, it's a deterrent.
Well, exactly. It has never been enforced. I think the Gardaí have far more to be doing with their time than running after that sort of stuff. And exactly the same with outdoor smoking bans.
Okay.
There is no health rationale. There is no research published that shows that smoking outdoors is harming anyone. You may not like the smell of it, but it's a question of get over it or be tolerant. I smell things outdoors a lot of the time that I don't like. There's nothing I can do about it.
All right. Thank you for talking to me. Yeah, thank you for that. That is John Mallon, their spokesman from Forest Air in there, the Smoking, as he says, Defenders Group. Lots of you getting involved on the text line as well about this. Somebody says, Kiri, that was a completely reasonable request to that woman to move when she was smoking beside you. She wasn't pleased with me at all. Mark says, Kiri, you're a doctor. You didn't elucidate. It's not about not liking or being inconvenienced. The instant a smoker lights up, they're immediately affecting the health of those around them. I didn't say that, Mark, because I think in outdoor smoking, it's less of a case that is the case, but I think there are lots of other good reasons for it. Darren says, Kira, the bottom line is smoking is one of the most disgusting habits anyone can have. Smokers smell their hair, their clothes, their hands, never mind their breath. Also, getting a lift after a smoker is enough to make anyone heave. Non-smokers should come first. Woof. Whereas Mick says, Kira, your intolerance beggars belief. Do you attack car drivers for their carbon monoxide poisoning? I don't, and perhaps I should. Someone else says, what a silly man, stay at home and puff away. And there's lots of other people kicking John for his smoking habit, but I'm not going to go there because, in fairness to him, he came on and chatted to me about all that. But I am interested in what you think about whether or not we should widen the smoking ban, so do let me know.
Thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes, and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Talk to you again soon.